We were speaking about water damage. So we started with this case in the Gemara, the Beferish Gemara, the Bava Bas, Bava Metzia, Kufiyot Zayin, that says if you're living upstairs and when you use your water, it drips downstairs. So the Gemara said, if the water first gets absorbed and then it falls, so that's Rav Yossi's halacha, al hanizik l'harchichet tasmal, it's not a direct damage. So you can continue using your water upstairs, and the damage is indirect, and the downstairs will have to take care of his own way of avoiding that damage. If there was a hole directly that the water goes straight down, so then that's called giri delay, that's called his arrows, and it's like shooting arrows at someone, pouring water down the hole into the floor next downstairs. That's called giri delay, that's called a direct damage, a direct hezek, and then you are required to refrain from using the water in such a case. That was the first introductory week. We then had two exceptions to that halacha, and we're going to do a third tonight. The first exception was that we were talking there about water that you were using. That was your water. But if it was rainwater, the rain spouts were not working right, and the rain just dripped down from your rain spout into the basement apartment downstairs. So that's not your water. That was the halacha of the Rivash. The Yavash says you're not responsible for such damage because it's not yours. Even if it goes directly straight down the hole from your drain pipe straight down, we don't say, well, that's called your arrows and you are obligated to stop it. That was the first exception. Last week we learned a new exception. Last time we learned a new exception. And that was, even though Rav Yossi says if the water first gets absorbed and then it falls down, you're not responsible to stop using your house in the normal way. But if there's three conditions, if the damage downstairs, and we said the case there was a leaky pipe, that you have a pipe that's constantly leaking, and the only way to fix it is to do a big plumbing job. So in that case, where the damage is very great downstairs, you can't live with the constant water flowing down, and it's expensive to fix, plus it's his regular use, it's his house, it's not just a little garden outside or a swing set or a well, it's his house. He can't live without his house. And the upstairs person's use is not a normal use. It's not normal to have plumbing that has leaks in it. So if those three conditions are met, it's a big damage. Now, number one. Number two, it's an expensive fix. We'll count it as one. And number two, it's the person being damaged, main use, it's his house. And number three, it's not the main use of the person damaging. So there we said that's called nafesh hezek. That's called when there's a great amount of damage, the mazik has to refrain from using the water in such a way, because the whole svara of us allowing you to do things that can damage the person downstairs is because of the svara that we have from the nesivos and chazanish, that when there's a conflict of interest between two people who are neighbors, there's always conflict. So the chacham said, if you're living a normal way in your property, you can do what you want as long as you're not directly hurting someone next door. If it's an unusual use and next door is getting has to stop using his house in a normal way, so then this heter of Rav Yossi doesn't apply and you have to refrain from using that. In other words, you have to fix your leaky plumbing so it doesn't damage the downstairs. Now we're going to talk about a third exception, and the case we're talking about is, so we'll focus on this case, but we'll see the Rishonim have a little bit of different case. But let's say a case of a sump pump. Someone decided to put a sump pump in his house, and the way they work is the water has to go somewhere. So sometimes the water goes underground, and it's supposed to go underground out to the street. That's why sometimes you see ice in the streets, because the sump pump's working and freezing up the streets. So this person didn't put it all the way out to the street. It ended up in the middle of his yard, and whenever it rained, it made his yard muddy, and the mud spread to the next door yard. So that person cannot use his property, his front yard, properly, because it's always muddy. So what's the halacha in such a case?
I've been bothered by this since I saw it on the email. I can't see any justification for hurting the other guy. We've got a victim here. I mean, make the sump pump pipe a little longer. Go out into the street.
It costs money to do that.
Is this the only place where he can dump the water?
He already did. He moved in like that day. And
it's rainwater.
It's rainwater, right? It's rainwater. And doesn't seem to like cause direct any direct damage. To me, it, at first glance, it should sound like Rav Yossi. Right? I'm doing something. Let's say I built a sump pump. At that time, it's not causing any damage. And it's rainwater. And you have all the things, good things going for you. And it's going out to the yard. Then, too bad it hurts next door. This is normal use of my yard. My sump pumps go out. So the Rosh Hashanah was like this. Reuven had his wall going out into Shimon's yard, and somehow the water on Reuven's roof. I'm sorry, the water on Shimon's roof is going and damaging Reuven's property. The water is going off Shimon's roof and hitting Reuven, and that rain is ruining Reuven's wall. Right? Water could damage walls, so this rain is causing water damage to the wall. So the Rashba has three reasons why he says that Shimon has to stop the water from going into Reuven's yard. The first reason, let's see on the other side, we have three reasons of the why the Rashba says Shimon has to stop the water from flowing into Reuven's wall. Number one, he says Hamayis is in Chela Gimel Simen Kuf Pei Aleph Chuvas Rashba. Hamayim Kol Shanoflim Begagel Shal Shimon, when the water falls on Shimon's roof, Shalohain, it becomes his. Mamono is his property. Shegago Konelo, his roof acquires that rain for him. We'll see soon. You're allowed to make hektish. Since that's the case, that's his property that's damaging his neighbor Reuven. That is pouring on Reuven's wall, causing it to fall. So let's see this halacha Ramei on the other side. So Gemara Baba Basra. Gemara has a machlokas tanoim. If someone made a pit hektish or a dovecot hektish, so they become property of the Beis Hamikdash. What happens later if the pit gets filled with water and doves start living in the dovecot? Does that belong to hektish or not? So the Gemara says, is it just a shaila if he was makdish it when it was empty, or was it full? So the Gemara, we're just going to focus on the one part of the Gemara where it talks about the machlokas could be where he was makdish it when it was empty, and later they became filled. So the Gemara says, "Bereikonim," when he made them hektish when they were empty, "Pligi bepluktid Rameir Rabbanim." These Tanoim disagree in the same machlokas that Rameir and the Chachamim have. The Tanakama Sabah the Karabana. The Tanakama holds that the water does not become hektish and the doves do not become hektish. So the Tanakama holds like the Chacham and Damir who say, Ein Adam Machne Tavar Shalab Ola Olam. We have a principle all over Shas, according to the Chacham and Damir, that I can't give you something that I don't have. If I don't own a certain item, I can't say, well, I'm going to get that item from, I'm going to go to the store, and when I get it, I'm giving it to you. So let's make a kinyan now. I'm going to sell you this computer. Give me your handkerchief and I'll sell you my computer when I don't have the computer yet. But I can't give over something. I can't transfer to you something that I don't own yet. So same thing over here. When I made the pit hektish, I can't make the water hektish because the water wasn't there yet. So only that property becomes hektish, but not the water that gets filled in later. So that's what the Tanakhama holds. Rav Shimon holds like Rav Meir, because Rav Meir holds all over. Rav Meir says, I can transfer ownership to you on something that I don't yet own. Even though I don't have it yet, I can give it over to you. So that's why, if I give hektish this pit, I can also give hektish the water that's going to eventually get filled in there. that's what Rav Meir holds, and that's what Rav Elazar Rav Shimon hold based on Rav Meir.
But if Chatzar is Komet, then Hektish owns the water as it comes into the pit.
Yes, that's a whole shayla whether Hektish, Chatzar of Hektish is Komet when it's owned or not. That's a whole sugya of the Ramban. There's a whole shayla there. So anyway, the Gemara says, Eimer d'shamalei Rav Meir, you can't put Rav Meir's halacha here, because Rav Meir only said his halacha to compare his dekel. Rav Meir says, I can sell you fruits that are going to grow on my tree in the spring, even though the fruits aren't here yet. Give me your handkerchief, and I'm selling you 100 apples, even though they're not here. Why? Davidi the Asa, because everyone knows I have an apple tree, the apples are going to grow. That's where a mayor says, I can make such a transaction, and the Chacham disagree. But the water and these doves, Miyema Dasu, who says that it will get filled with water, and who says that doves will go into the dove cut to say that I can give those over to Hektish. So Amarava said, Mashkachas, you can find it in a case, the Mayim Haboim Der Chater Lavar, where you know that there's a pit and the water is going to go from your yard into that pit. And whenever it rains, the water goes into that pit. And also, you have your own dovecot where there are doves already, and you buy one for extra, you give it to Hektish. So it's natural that those doves are going to go from one to the other. So it's like fruits that are going to grow on a tree. So anyway, that's what the Gemara says. So based on this, the Rashba is saying, according to a mayor, I can own this water. Right? I can give away this water. I can make this water Hektish, even though it's not here yet. So when it rains on my roof, even though it didn't rain yet, I can be makdish that water because it's going to come, according to Rav Meir. So based on that, he says, I'm responsible if it goes next door and damages you. Now, there's a couple of problems with that, because first of all, we don't hold like Rav Meir. We always hold like Chachamim against Rav Meir. And we hold a person can't meet makdish dar shalav olam. So this I have the Shaila Mora, Mishkan Shalom brings it down. He says that even though we don't hold like Rav Meir, they're only arguing before the water gets there, but once the water falls, so everyone will agree that you can acquire the water, even though it didn't fall yet. Even though if it didn't fall yet, that could be the machlokes for Meir and the Chachamim, but here we're talking where the rain falls, and from the rain on my roof, it goes down my roof or my drain pipe into your yard, so there I acquire the rain as soon as it falls on my roof, and it's my water that's damaging you. That's the Rashba's first reason. But the main thing point is that this contradicts the Rivash that we learned a couple weeks ago. The Rivash said clearly, he was also talking about rainwater. And he didn't have any problem. Well, the rainwater, since you could acquire, since you could be makdish, it's yours, and therefore you're responsible. He said, rainwater isn't yours, it's not your arrows, and it could fall straight down. The Rashba is saying, the rainwater is yours, because it could be yours, or it is yours, whatever the alumnus is, he's saying, you're responsible for the rainwater that's damaging next door. So that's a clear contradiction between the Rashba and the Rivash. It's not a contradiction. They can disagree with each other. So it's a machlokas. So the Rashba is disagreeing with the Rivash. The problem is, as we learned a couple of weeks ago, we passed like the Rivash. Right? The halacha is, in Kufnun Hei, Sif Dalet, we learned that the Ramah said that whole halacha of Yossi is only talking about your water that you're using, but rainwater is always permitted. You're not responsible for rainwater that's leaking from your gutter downstairs because it's not your property. And here, in Shulchan Aruch, Kufnun Gimel Sif Tes, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, first of all, he says, Ruvain Sherol Hachzer Shokhe Kagos of Lushus Harabim. If Ruvain wants to turn his roof, the pourings of his roof to the Shus Rabim, and Shus Rabim Yechon Lachilu, the public can stop him. The Ramah says, Hu Adin Lechem Enei Mavoy. The same thing applies to a person in the street, one of the members of the street, Sharatel Achzer Shavchel Mavoy, that he wants to turn his drain into the alley, Umatig Acher Bekosel Sheyesh Leitam Mavoy, and it damages the person who has a wall next to that alley. You're not allowed to do that based on this Rashba. So how can the Ramah paskin like the Rivash and say that, well, you don't own the rainwater, you're not responsible for what damages downstairs? And here he's saying clearly, like the Rashba, who says you are responsible for your rainwater. So that's something we have to deal with. And the way to deal with it is to continue with the Rashba, because the Rashba says two other reasons why you cannot have your drain pipe, your rain gutter, aimed next door at, by the way, he's talking about a wall, damaging a wall. The same thing should be if it's just making someone's front yard muddy, because you know, my There's no difference between ruining my wall or ruining my front yard. I can't use my front yard. It's a hazard to me. I can't live normally in my front yard if it's filled with mud all the time. So, what are the other two reasons of the Rashba? The Rashba continues. Right, maybe you'll say his case was a roof, and you'll say, well, that's just like I can plant a tree in my yard, even though eventually the roots are going to go damage next door as well. So same thing over here, I could put a roof on my house, even though eventually it's going to rain, and the rain's going to go next door. Right, that's the svara you should say. So the Rashba says, if you want to say such a svara, this should be like the typical case of Rabbi Yossi, where you can plant a tree, even though the roots will cause damage, where we say, where it's up to the nizik to distance himself. In Ken, if that's the case, if you can say this by a roof, where the water goes next door and hurts as well, so the same thing should be if you have a rain spout that's pouring water from your roof to your chatzar chaveiro, to your friend's yard, lo yisal kani, you shouldn't have to remove it. You should even be permitted to place your drain pipe in that way. The Bishas could be also because when you put it up there, you're not damaging. When the rain falls, you already finished your actions. It's not even anything caused by your arrows. Right? So if you use such a svara to say, well, it's like a tree, so it should be permitted to put a drain pipe up in your house and pour the water in the yard next door. And he says, obviously, that's not true. Why is it not true? He doesn't say so clearly there. But in another tshuva, he explains how this case is different than the other case of Yossi, where the water gets absorbed and then drips downstairs. The Rashba says, Chasamush ha-nevloim ha-mayim b'mazivas ha-elyon. That's much over there because the water gets absorbed in the ceiling of the top person. Ukilupas k'giri ha-elyon dami. His arrows stop. I will maybe geshamim eila. But these rainwaters, it's like an arrow that's coming off the roof. This is the svara the Rashba is saying, that this is different than the case of the tree and the case of using water upstairs. When you plant a tree, and eventually the roots hurt next door. That's not your arrow. When you use the water upstairs, it gets absorbed, eventually might drip downstairs. That's also not your arrow. But when you put a pipe up there aimed at your neighbor, that's an arrow. I mean, it's a bow, and maybe it's an arrow that hasn't been pulled yet, but it's like you're aiming an arrow at the neighbor. You're putting this facing him. That's like your arrow. You're just waiting for something to come in and hit it. Like, it's supposed to put an arrow on your roof. You pull the bow with an arrow and you put it over there, and then you have some way of a clothespin to hold it. And it's only a matter of time before the clothespin lets go and the arrow shoots out. But we're not going to say, well, when I finished it, it was finished, and then it just was a matter of, it just happened by itself. That's your arrow. So same thing, putting a drain pipe on the roof that the rain is going to hit next door, so that's like your arrow. To make it a little clearer, I have a few of these achronim here. The Shvili Gav is the earliest. And he says, it's part of your intention over here also, there's a difference. Because why do you put a drain pipe on your roof? It's not because you want to use the water. When you plant a tree, you want to use the tree. You want the shade, you want the apples, you want the tree. Now it causes some collateral damage next door, so that you're not responsible for. If you're washing your dishes upstairs and there's a little hole in the floor, so you're using the water because you want to wash your dishes, you want to be clean, you want to drink some water. If it drips downstairs because of that, that's collateral damage. You're not responsible for that. But when you put a drain pipe on your roof, you're not using the water. What you're doing is you're saying, I don't want the water on my property, let me just dump it next door. So that's as far as the way the Shvili David understands the Rashba. Then these contemporary posting I have down here, the Mishkan Shalom, Pesach Choshen, they understand it, that if my actions are, the intention of my actions is to damage you, I might not be my real intention. My intention is to get the water off my roof. But my action is directly causing damage. I don't get use from the water. I just want the water away from me, and I aim it to you. That's called my arrows. This is the new svara, the new exception to Rav Yossi's heter, where Yossi says normally the Nizik has to distance himself, but if the Mazik is doing something through which his action is only to cause damage next door, that's the whole intent of the action. Once again, not his inner emotional reason for doing this, but his action is resultant in causing damage next door. That's the water is now going to go next door. That's something that's also the Mishpat Tzedek says, basically, we call the Chazanish, right? The Chazanish's whole heter in this way of allowing you to do certain things in your house was because whenever you have a conflict between neighbors, just like you can't, I can't stop you from digging a well, you shouldn't be able to stop me from digging a tree, and what happens later is not my business. So that's if I'm using the tree, right? That's if I'm, like, the whole svara to allow me to damage you was because I need this use for a normal way of living. A tree is a normal way of living. Using water is a normal way of living. But putting a drain pipe where I don't need it, I don't need the water, I just need the water away from me, so that the Rashba is saying, the way they're understanding it, is usur for the mazik to do, for the neighbor to do. That's going too far. That's why they understand it. That's the Rashba's second reason. The Rashba then has a third reason. The Rashba says, Logara misulam is no worse than a ladder. The Chashinan, we'll see the Gemara in a second, because we have a halacha that you're not allowed to put a ladder next to someone's doves. Why? The Chashinan, because we're afraid, Dilma b'shas hanachos, when you put up the ladder, ikonimiya, there might be a rodent. Arswa translates it as a marten. Berashe hasulam, at the top of the ladder, the kotza. You put your ladder there, and there might be this rodent over there that's going to jump and kill the doves. So Hachanan here also, the Rashba says, Zinnim, the Bishas Hanochas Hamarzik, there's sometimes when you put up that rain spout, Yeridu Gashom, it might rain that instant. The Yakalko Kosolos Alzeh, and it will pour on this person's wall and ruin it. What's this Gemara? It's on the other side of the handout, it's a Mishnah in Baba Basra, Chadez Amadez. The Mishnah says, Marchikin Esasulam Min Ashovach Arba Amos. You have to distance a ladder from a dovecot for amos. Kadesh Olatikvah Tanamiya, so this marten shouldn't jump and kill the doves. So the Gemara wants to say, Vemam Asisim Vilek Rav Yossi. This Mishnah seems to mean not like Rav Yossi. The Rav Yossi comes according to Rav Yossi. Ha'amar, he said, Zech Chofer B'Sov Shalom. This person, just like he has the right to dig in his yard, a well, he said, Knotei B'Sov Shalom. This person's allowed to plant in his property. So here also, just like you're allowed to have doves in your property, I'm allowed to have a ladder in my property. I'm using the ladder, right? It's not like the last terrace of the Rashba. Here I need the ladder because I need it to climb into my second story better. Whatever I need the ladder for, I need it. So why am I not allowed to do it? So the Gemara says, I feel the tamer of Yossi. You could even say it goes to Rav Yossi. Because Ha'amar Rav Ashi said, Kevina be Rav Kana, when we went to Rav Kana's house, or Yeshiva Hava Omer, he would say, Mod Rav Yossi, or Yossi agrees, we give a delay. If it's a case of your arrows, there the Matik has to distance himself. He's not allowed to cause damage if it's his own arrows. Hachanami, here also, Zimnim, the Bahadi de Manachle, here, sometimes when you're putting the ladder against the wall, Yosso Bechar, the Kavso, there could be that marten, that rodent could be sitting right there in a hole and will jump straight on the ladder to the doves. So, that's another exception to Rav Yossi's halacha, that you can't do something that could cause a direct damage, even though it might not. But since it might, you're not allowed to do something that could cause a direct damage. So based on this, the Rashba says the same thing. How can you put up a drain pipe when, as soon as you put it up, it could rain and go next door? It might not rain, but there might not be a nemiya that's going to jump into the doves. It's still prohibited because it could be when you put the ladder there, it's going to jump straight up there. So the same thing over here, even though it might not rain when you put up the drain pipe, but it might rain. And that's an action that is prohibited. So as is now, just looking at the Rashba's tshuva, we can understand why the Rama Pastin's like it, because even though the first reason, right, the Rashba said three reasons why you shouldn't be able to put your drain pipe up. Number one is because it's your rain that's damaging that sewer. So that the Rama doesn't hold like, because it's not your rain. We hold like the Rivash, that you don't want to acquire the rain. Whatever the svar is, it's maybe you can't, and maybe whatever the svar is, you don't own the rain. That makes a lot of sense. So that doesn't seem to be a reason why the Rama would pop like the Rashba. But then we have these two other reasons. The first reason is putting up a pipe that directed at the person next door, that's not my use. That's something that's made to damage. Something made to damage, you cannot call that a typical use of your property that we can't stop you to do. We can't stop you from doing that. And this new reason we're saying is, we have this halacha called the ladder, that you're not allowed to do something in your property that could cause an immediate damage to the person next door. Not coming between the two reasons would be an Eretz Yisrael to put it in the summer when you know it doesn't rain, it hardly ever rains. So according to the first reason, you shouldn't be able to do it because this is just looking at it in the summer, you can see it. He put a rain spout facing his neighbor, that's made to damage. According to the second reason, you wouldn't have to worry that it's going to rain now because it's not going to rain. You don't have to worry that this action is going to cause direct damage because it's not going to rain for another 5 months. So that could be enough to mean between the two reasons. However, the Ma'arach Bar Zeruah, also a Rishon, and he has a similar tshuva to the Rashba, and he uses this, he understands the latter a little differently than the Rashba, and through that he makes a problem all season. Let's read the Ma'arach Bar Zeruah inside. It's in Siman Kuf Chaf Beis. He says, this was a similar case, someone had a drain pipe facing next door. The Ma'arach Bar Zeruah says, Lo dami le'ilon ubar, this is not like a case of the tree and the well, Shamati Rav Yossi, where Rav Yossi says it's mutter. So also, because in that case, ha'ilan shu'noteya einomatik, the tree doesn't cause any damage. This tree over here is never going to cause any damage. Below Goring Hezek, and this tree is not going to cause any damage. Elon shu'roshim ha'gneilim asherkach, it's only the roots that are going to grow sometime later, that's going to cause the damage. But this tree over here doesn't cause any damage. And we don't look at, well, the tree grew the roots and caused the damage. The tree is not causing any damage. But when you're putting a drain pipe, avokan, here where you're putting this drain pipe on your roof, maise yadav, the action of your hands, dahino hamodrin, either the slope of your roof, vahatzinor, or we were talking about 2 yards, one was higher, you build maybe a yard higher so the rain would go into the other one, or hatzinor, or the pipe, heim garmim hahezet, they are causing damage. Your actions causing the damage. The tree you plant doesn't cause the damage. It's later on the roots grow. That causes the damage. But when you put this pipe up, those pipes are causing damage. You have to remove the kamodikli to Rabbi Bar Rachana. Like the case, you remember a few weeks ago, we had the case where Rabbi Bar Rachana had these date palms that would attract the birds, and from there they would go to the vines next door, where we said that would cause direct damage. Now what's the rule? What's the svara? Zeha klal. This is the principle that we use in deciding whether something is called his arrows. Kol hecha shemaisa shelo hezek miyad. In any case where your action causes a direct damage, im silik yadav, as soon as you move your hands, that could cause a direct damage. Im yavo hamazik li'alter, if the mazik would come at that point, not that it has to come, but since through your action you are now set in place damage that could occur immediately, having given delay, that's called your arrows. When you plant the tree, nothing's going to happen. You didn't do anything. It's going to take a long time to happen. When you use water upstairs, no damage is going to happen immediately. The floor is thick enough that it's going to absorb. It's not going to cause any direct, immediate damage. But when you put a tree, when you plant a tree next to a vineyard, immediately a bird can see it and go next door. If you put a ladder, you put a ladder next to the dovecot, miyad kesheniach, immediately when you put the ladder in place, samach l'shovach, next to the dovecot, mizum, and lovo hezek, and tovin emiyah, and emiyah comes, it'll immediately damage it. So it's not that we're afraid that as you put the ladder, it's going to jump up. According to Ma'arach Bar Zeruah, the svara that we learn from the ladder is, you're not allowed to do something that your action has now invited damage next door. Your action can now immediately cause damage next door. You put a ladder, now you set in place that an emiyah can immediately jump next door and eat the doves. You put a tree next to the vineyard, you immediately can have birds come and attract birds that'll go next door and eat the vines. You put a drain pipe on your house, it could you put in place that at any time it could rain and damage the next door. And I think this would work even in the summer, because first of all, it could rain, and you know, once in a while it does rain in the summer, but the svara is that your actions have set in motion a damage. It doesn't have to be like the second terrace of the Rashba, that there was made to order, it was a damage made to order. That's not the svara he's saying. He's saying all it has to be is that when you did it, you did an action which could immediately cause a damage. So that's a little twist on what we learned from the latter. So based on all of this, first of all, let's just talk about the case they're talking about. If you want to make a drain pipe, you know, you want to change your drain pipe. Right now it's going, you know, into your ruining your tomatoes, and you want to get one of these extenders and dump it into your neighbor's yard. So according to the second reason of the Rashba, that should be certainly prohibited, because what am I doing? I'm not using the water, I'm just pushing it into your yard, I'm shooting arrows at you. That's like an arrow, I'm shooting an arrow at you. This is my arrow, this string, this extender is the arrow. That should certainly be usur. Even though it's going to take a long time to rain, it might not rain, so it's still usur. And according to the second reason also, since as soon as I put it could rain immediately, I'm now setting hezek in motion, in place. For as soon as it makes a damage you, it's like a case of a ladder. That should be problematical. Now what would happen if I extend it? Right now it never damages next door. But what happens if I would extend it so that it lands in my yard and then eventually goes next door? I extend it, and it makes my property wet, but it used to be make my property wet 10 feet from my neighbor's yard. Now it makes my property wet 2 feet from my neighbor's yard, and then the water drips into the yard afterwards. So in that case, I don't know if this water applies, because it's not an arrow anymore, right? It's what I did was I set in motion shooting an arrow that doesn't go next door. I'm shooting arrows in my yard that then cause damage next door. But it's not so much an arrow going next door anymore, and it's also not so much like the ladder anymore. And it's not the ladder that I take a ladder and immediately cause damage, because it doesn't immediately cause damage. It just causes moisture in my yard, and then later the water goes next door. So, in our case here, in the case of a sump pump, we would lechara say the sump pump is going to the middle of my front yard and doesn't reach the street. Because of that, it makes my yard muddy, and then it makes next door muddy. So we'll say, well, then it's not my arrows anymore. Right? That undoes this whole svara of the Rashba. However, I don't think it does undo it, because in that case, and it could be the case with the drain next door also, what's really happening there? What happens when it doesn't go all the way to the street? The water starts pouring into my front yard. The water is pouring in my front yard, and my yard gets so saturated that eventually, it starts spreading. The water is pouring and spreading until it spreads next door. Till there's a point where the rain comes out of my house through my sump pump, and when it pushes out into the front yard, there's so much water saturation there, it immediately pushes the water next door. So once again, that becomes my arrows, like we saw last time. There's a svara in the Ramah. We didn't learn that way in the Ramah. Not everyone learned that way in the Ramah, but the Ramah said if there's a lot of water, so then upstairs, so then it gets so saturated that when I pour water here, it causes the old water to go downstairs. That's also called my arrows. So it could. I would hear in this case with the sump pump that we can go back to the Rashba svaras, at least the last two svaras, and say if I would set up a sump pump that goes not all the way out to the street and makes my yard muddy and makes the next door muddy, that would be my responsibility to fix, because I set in place an arrow. That's called an arrow. As soon as it rains a lot, it's going to spread out next door. It's going to be a steady stream going from my sump pump out into the wet yard next door. That would be my responsibility. Now, if it was made properly and broke in the middle, So then there's a nafkamina between these two reasons. Mishkan Shalom says this, that by the case of the drain pipe, suppose the drain pipe was okay, it was made normal, and it shouldn't extend, it shouldn't shoot out next door, but somehow it broke, and you know, the wind blew, and now it's facing next door. So according to the last reason, you don't have to worry because you didn't do anything. Right? You didn't. It's not like a ladder. You put a ladder up, and your ladder is causing damage. Your drain pipe was working. The wind made it go next door. That I'm not responsible. But he says it could be the second reason that Rashi would apply, because even though I didn't do it maliciously, it's, once again we're not going with my intention. But what happens here is I have something that is directly causing damage. If someone drives by now and sees that my gutter fell off the roof and is now leading into your porch or into your front yard, once again, this is how can we allow you to live like this? This is not the way neighbors should live, where my water that I'm not using just goes tilted into your yard. So he says, based on that, there would be that nafkamina, whether it was made properly and then it got ruined afterwards. So he says, according to the second reason of the Rashba, that would still apply, it would still be prohibited. So summing up, we now have these three exceptions to when you're allowed to use water. Right? We learned in the Gemara, according to Rav Yossi, if I'm upstairs, I'm allowed to use water, even though eventually it's going to cause damage downstairs, as long as the damage isn't direct, as long as the hole doesn't go directly downstairs. So last time we learned an exception of a leaky pipe in your house, a leaky plumbing. So there we said that causes considerable damage downstairs, especially nowadays in our times, and it's an expensive job to fix. Plus, it's my downstairs where I'm living, it's my house where I'm living, it's my normal mode of living, and it's not your normal mode of living to use water with a leaky pipe. So since we have these three conditions in place, in that case, Rav Yossi agrees that the matzik has to distance himself and prevent the damage. This week we've learned two other svaras, which are fairly similar, but not exactly the same. And that is, if that my property now is doing something that causes damage to you, like the drain pipe is going down, making your yard muddy, even though I didn't do it maliciously, but that's the way it is right now. So that's the first exception that we learned tonight, that I have a responsibility to stop that damage. And the second one we learned tonight was based on the Marachar Zerua, could be the Rashba himself, holds that way too. If I do an action that as soon as I leave, damage could immediately occur, even though it might not occur. But since it can occur, like the ladder that the rodent can jump up and eat the doves, or the drain pipe that could immediately rain and wash away the mud, the yard next door. So that's another exception to Rav Yossi's halacha, that in that case too, the damager has to desist from his actions that could cause damage next door. So that's the end of the water cases. Next week, like we said, we'll talk about another smoke and smells next door, different types of damages that different fights that can occur with damages, and we'll with neighbors, and including we'll talk about fights over air conditioning.